The Chris Abraham Show.
Hey there, this is the Chris Abraham Show, Season 5, Episode 52, I think. Maybe 52, or maybe 51, I don't know. This episode is going to be the fact that I'm bummed, because at around 10 o'clock last night, I went into AFib, which is something I've been avoiding for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 4 months, anyway. Feels like a long time, but I always make sure that I report it to my doctor whenever it happens and then put it on my calendar so I can search when the last time was. So from 10:20 last night until this morning and right now, I'm in atrial fibrillation. It's something that the president also has and usually old men have, but I got it from the heart failure that I had in 2017. It's been annoying me ever since. But it's a bummer because tomorrow I'm volunteering the park run and I really don't want to have it, but I'm on medicines that should pop it back. So we'll see what happens between now and 5 a.m. tomorrow. I took my meds. I'm going to drink lots of water today and we'll see if it goes back. Hopefully it does. But I will treat today like a regular day instead of pretending like I'm sick and tired. However, it's demotivating. And it was completely my fault, too, because got into a long conversation with the guy at the cafe. And we were talking about gluttony. And And I should have, like, totally, you know what I mean? Like, I should have totally taken my own advice and realized that I'm not a glutton. And I had big breakfast. I had some meaty lunch. And then for whatever reason, heading home, instead of going straight to the erg, I stopped and got a bunch of, like, freaking deli meat and cheese and, like, chicken and freaking, like, went to town. And I know that all that fat and then the salt and then the lateness of the night and how I was lying and the fact that I didn't get onto the erg and I didn't work it through. And I'm sure that all the food in my stomach pressed on my, it's not vagus, it's vagus. I'll just be a gutter person and call it my vagus nerve, which is to say what happens in at night with either eating or drinking. And I didn't drink, but the gluttony had instant repercussions because I could hear my chest going bum dump ba dump 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 bump bump ba dump 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 bump bump ba bump dump dump. And I made my poor Garmin watch go off so many times over the course of the night that it ran out of batteries. And I didn't charge it. It's in like time only mode because I don't want it to continue to yell at me. So I'm just going to use it like a regular watch instead of a super duper track my health GPS watch. So annoying. And yet, even though I don't feel lightheaded or nauseous or sick, I always feel when I have AFib, I feel like I have a little bit of a lump in my throat. And I feel a little bit like a little bit fatigued, not in my head, not tired, but physiologically, like my body feels fatigued. So I might have to pull my volunteering at Roosevelt Island tomorrow unless I Maybe I'll just take a, I don't know, I'll give myself the day to check out. I feel like I will not be saddled with a terrible reputation if I have a good enough reason for not going. First thing I did in the morning, I didn't do it last night. First thing I did in the morning, I hoped that it would go away over the course of my sleep because I use a BiPAP and like sometimes it just goes away on its own. So this morning I used my KARDA, my Cardia ECG tool, and took an ECG that said atrial fibrillation, and then I downloaded it as a PDF. And I sent it to Dr. Lux and nurse practitioner Lee Waters just to let them know so it's in the records and to tell them that I'm hopefully going to let this pop back out. We'll see. As they say, inshallah. And what else? I'm wearing my silly Witten barefoot shoes today, and I'm heading to the cafe to get a coffee, because fuck it, I'm going to have some coffee. That doesn't seem to be my trigger, so I assume not having coffee won't magically, like, I've got to make sure I don't, like, stick to magical thinking. Like, I had some food this morning, I had some roast beef and avocado, and now I think I'm gonna go to Starbucks for my first coffee, because to be honest, the Penrose Square Park is calling to me to sit there and get me some vitamin D rays. I keep on unlocking secrets about Arlington, Virginia. It's really cool. There's this TJ, Thomas Jefferson School, and they've got like a really good community center with like free weights and gym and pool and everything else. And so I'm going to cancel my memberships at Planet Fitness. I'm going to cancel my, finally, my membership at Export, which is impossible to, Export is impossible to quit. I mean, they make it like you have to have a registered letter and all this other crap. It's completely bad business practices. And I'm just going to join up with the community centers in DC and start treating that like I do the libraries, a destination of my bicycling, and then using the gear and the pools and going from there. And so that's the plan. The plan today was going to be getting lots of meters done and getting lots of hours done, but I think I'm only going to get the hours done. We'll see. Maybe I can do really, really, like, relaxed meters on the rowing machine tonight, even if I still have AFib. Like, I can go infinitely slow. It just cares about the meters. It doesn't care about the intensity, Betsy. So, yeah, I'm probably going to be working till 8:30 tonight. Because tomorrow I have both the volunteering for Park Run and there's going to be a no agenda meetup get together. So that'll be in Alexandria. So I just assume I'm going to do both. I will be sweaty and stinky and awful at the get together. So maybe it won't be that long. But really, I don't know, like, if I still have AFib, I might use Uber tomorrow for all that stuff, or maybe if I can find a electric bike or something. But hopefully between now and then, Everything will be fine. Everything, it'll be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right.
Boost it.
So, do any of all y'all, like, watch Gutfeld? I don't have Fox. So I end up watching it on YouTube by these pirates who, like, steal bits and pieces of it. It's never, like, fully done. Like, sometimes I'll be able to watch the beginning. Sometimes it'll cut off the monologues. Oftentimes they cut off the second half of the show or the final third. It's really frustrating. But it's not frustrating enough to pay for either Hulu TV or YouTube TV. But if you were going to choose one of them, what would you get? Would you get Sling? Would you get YouTube TV or would you get Hulu TV? I really want to know. I think Hulu TV is the best idea because, like, it already is where I watch all my network TV. So maybe that's the best way. Let me know. All right. So now I'm ordering. I'm ordering my coffee and water from Starbucks. And it'll be ready in 10 minutes, so I can talk to you guys for a while more. It's such a bummer, guys. Oh my God. And I know that, like, I did it to myself. And I know that not eating after 4 p.m. is a good idea, and not eating a giant bomb of fat and salt is also a good idea, and eating as early in the day as possible is a good idea, and not eating at like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night, and certainly not eating everything out of the fridge is a good idea too. I really overdid it, and it's a vagus nerve. It's a vagus nerve. Like, that's the thing that pops me in and out of AFib is pretty much putting, like, what's in my stomach and in my esophagus and so forth, and then the way it presses on the nerve that goes all and up and down your body, and in fact has a lot to do with your heart rhythm. So I did it to myself. I did me and no one else. I did it to myself. I did because I'm such a pig. I did it to myself. I did of me and no one else. I did it to myself. I did. And now the issue is done until I see if I need a cardio version or maybe it'll go on its own. Since I'm taking Tykosin, maybe because I am relaxed and not really anxious, and maybe it'll fix itself by tonight or when I wake up in the morning. Either way, I'm gonna do the 3.2 miles, but I might go not via my bike and take an Uber. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll cancel it. What would you guys do? Anyway, sorry about the singing. I hope you're well, and I'll talk to you very soon. Maybe today's a two-episode day. Oh, yeah, the one joke I made today is because the latest of COVID is called ERIS, E-R-I-S. And I made the joke about the Taylor Swift tour, which I thought was Eros, but is Eras, like Eras of Time, like 90s and et cetera, like 90s nostalgia. But then when I realized that the name of the new Omicron or whatever is not Delta or whatever, but is Eris, which is the goddess of war and chaos or something, and they're only and that giant tours with thousands of rich girls is going to be an amazing vector for transmission of COVID, because you know none of those girls wear masks. And so I made a joke today about when it goes from being an Eras or Eris tour to being an Eris tour. That was my big joke for today, and it'll not be picked up anywhere, and I never go viral, and I think I'm shadow banned even from myself, and I hope you guys are all well. I love you. Take care. And if you guys have any ideas on the best, like, trail shoes, not for technical trails, but for kind of rocky trails like they have in Roosevelt Island, I'd love you to tell me what your recommendation is. I ended up actually buying a Pegasus Trail 4, a Nike Pegasus Trail 4, and I'll be getting it on the 15th, which is ready for next weekend, but not ready for this weekend. So I'll see how that goes. But what would you guys choose? I don't think a barefoot shoe, even a barefoot shoe with lugs, is good because, like, it'll mess. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe I'll try one of those. And but I'm going to wear out these Nike Pegasus Trail 4s first. So today I am wearing the cheap Witten barefoot shoes that I think are everybody's favorite thingy. And I'll talk to you maybe later today. It's Friday, August 11th. Tomorrow is park run at 9 sharp, 8:30 for me. And tomorrow is also, No Agenda Meetup in Alexandria. Go to noagendameetup.com and look for it under upcoming events. I'll talk to you soon. Mahalo. Ciao.
For listening to the Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.